This is where we keep the majority of the food.
This food pantry is part of the Care Center at Kennesaw State University. The center helps students find food and often a place to stay. Director Marcy Stidham says she knows of at least 30 KSU students who need this kind of help.
They're housed in hotels. They're living in their car. Just recently we helped a student, and he was ducking and dodging in between hiding out in the campus buildings or couch surfing.
To keep track of who needs what, Stidham has a color-coded system. So if you're a student who lives in your car,
you're not going to need this big jar of spaghetti, but you'll do well with one of these individual things of cereal, or maybe instead of the spaghetti.
Until recently, KSU freshman Jalen Warden was living in a hotel. Warden says she was homeless in high school, but didn't expect to be in college.
No matter how good you are or how many scholarships you have or anything like that, life happens to everybody, and it's rough.
The Care Center was able to find Jalen a campus apartment. Other Georgia schools are using KSU's program as a model. They're collaborating through a network called Embark. Professor Dana Hartley is the point person for homeless students at Georgia Tech.
Once you find out there's people that will help you, you start to realize you are part of a network and that people do care about you, and I think that alone can help.
David Myers manages the Embark program based at the University of Georgia. He says more campuses now provide donated food and clothes.
We assume that when students come to a research institution like UGA, they have all the supports they need, and that's not really the case.
Advocates hope as awareness grows, so will options for students. Martha Dalton, WAB News.